Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, it's Pacific, and welcome back to another episode of SCP Archives. First, if you are in Dallas next week for Podcast Movement 2022, that is August 23rd through the 25th, I believe, 25th, 26th, I will be there with John Grills and Shelby Scott from Creepy and Scary to Sleep, respectively. The three of us will be putting together a panel on how to make horror audio dramas. So if you want to learn how to make an audio drama, or you're just there to learn more about podcasts, come say hi. And that's really about it for this week. But if you like the show and you like what we're doing, consider leaving a review. Reviews are one of the best ways to get our show into the ears of new listeners. And without further ado, this week's episode.
Warning, the Foundation database is classified. Unauthorized access will result in detainment. Within this archive, you'll find the procedures, descriptions, and accounts of the most notorious anomalies we've encountered to date. Secure, contain, protect.
Item number, SCP-5103. Containment class, Keter. Risk class, Caution. Special containment procedures. SCP-5103 is to be repaired as soon as possible. All necessary resources, including personnel, are to be covertly allocated to Area 27 at the discretion of the Acting Site Director, currently Senior Researcher Robert Scranton, and the O5 Council. Due to the immobile nature of SCP-5103-A, Area 27 has been constructed in the vicinity of SCP-5103-A. Non-Foundation entities are to be redirected, and if deemed necessary by Acting Security Unit, terminated. Subsequent instances preemptively designated SCP-5103-A2, SCP-5103-A3, etc. SCP-5103-A itself is to be monitored at all times for growth. Protocol FTC-5103 is to be enacted immediately should SCP-5103-A approach critical mass, at the discretion of Acting Site Director and the O5 Council. An hourly pataphysical data backup of Area 27 for use during Protocol FTC-5103 is to be stored off-site, to be accessed only when Protocol FTC-5103 is enacted. Protocol FTC-5103. Forward. Protocol FTC-5103 is to be used only as a last resort, comparable to detonation of on-site nuclear warheads. Protocol FTC-5103 will destroy all changes made to the interior of SCP-5103 during the course of 1 hour. Protocol FTC-5103 is to occur in three phases. Overview. Phase 1. Personnel and other resources are to be evacuated from SCP-5103. A thorough probe will occur as personnel exit SCP-5103 prior to activation of Protocol FTC-5103's primary mechanism. Phase 2. Area 27 is to be placed in total lockdown, and all personnel are to report to designated chambers for roll calls. Assigned personnel may begin activation sequence for SCP-5103's primary temporal compression mechanism. Power must be maintained at Area 27 for the entire duration of Protocol FTC-5103. Phase 3. SCP-5103's primary temporal compression mechanism is activated. It cannot be stopped for a seemingly random duration. Following temporal compression, local temporal flow will revert to a former state. Description: SCP-5103 is an indiscernibly large machine, located in an extraspatial hyper-reality currently only accessible through SCP-5103-A. SCP-5103 is critical to reality stabilization through an unknown process involving the extraction and emission of Scranton-Calden Reality Manifold, SCRM. However, SCP-5103's efficiency has significantly decreased over the past decade and currently runs at approximately 83% efficiency. Within 72 years, SCP-5103 will no longer be capable of sustaining a consistent reality manifold. SCP-5103 is believed to have been constructed by humanoid entities, as evidenced by the internal components of SCP-5103. However, the scope of engineering and necessary resources required to construct SCP-5103 far exceeds those of any known civilization. As of writing, only one subsystem has been successfully reproduced, and only one subsystem has been activated. SCP-5103-A is a Class C broken entry wormhole that permeates hyper-reality, providing direct access to SCP-5103. Currently, at least 7.6256×10⁶ power instances of SCP-5103-A exist in the known universe. As of writing, SCP-5103-A is the only instance that has been identified and contained. Addendum 5103-1, Initial Exploration. Exploration Log, Date 10-27-2008. Assigned Personnel: Junior Researcher Vera Calden, Supervising. Operator James Sargenti, ND 022142. Begin Log.
Alright, D 022122, can you describe what you see?
I'm at the bottom of some sort of crater, I guess. In the side of a tube. It looks mechanical. The tube is massive.
Massive?
It's all I can see in here. So yeah, I think it's massive.
Can you describe its appearance in further detail?
I don't know how to describe any of this stuff other than mechanical.
How about the state of the mechanisms? Do they appear to be functional?
I don't know. But I do know that it seems like it's on. Functional.
Can you take a picture of your surroundings?
Yeah.
The sound of a camera shutter is audible in the background.
Now what?
Do you see any hallways or ladders? Anything that looks like humans would use it as a relative directional indicator.
The sound of D022122's footsteps is audible.
D022122?
That's me.
Right. Have you located a path?
I'm on the path. It's like... I don't know. It's like it goes this way no matter what. Like the right direction. The right path.
Pataphysical flow.
What was that noise?
Nothing. D022122. Please continue.
Got it.
How long will it be until you arrive at the end?
No clue. At this rate, forever.
Please continue until ordered to stop.
Several minutes elapse.
I see another one of those craters. Should I check it out?
Proceed.
All right. Let me just head down this.
The sound of metal clanking is audible in the background.
Right. So it looks identical to the one I came in from. Like, well, no. It's, missing The wormhole.
Anything else?
Actually, it looks a bit more lucid, I guess. More real. Is hyper-real a word? That, if it is.
Anything else?
No. No, I don't think. It's kinda... It's kinda too bright. Too overwhelming down here. Can I get out?
You're cleared. Continue backwards along the path.
You can't go back on the path. You shouldn't. But I can try.
Several minutes elapse.
I can hear something. Indistinct.
Keep us updated on that as you go.
Got it.
Several minutes elapse.
It's like... getting louder. Like... I don't know. Like, it's hitting more than my ears now. Oh, it's in my head. Screaming quietly.
Quiet screaming? Isn't that...
Not now, Kaldin.
What was that?
Discard that, and focus on the task at hand, D022122.
Okay. Okay, yeah, it's,
D022122?
Right. I swear I was just here. And like, yeah, it's a spiral, but I don't know, it's all the same.
Are you sure you're still traveling in the direction opposite of your initial departure?
Yeah, definitely. Well, physically, I think. But, I don't know if I really am. It's like,
D022122?
A minute elapses.
D022122.
A minute elapses.
How much longer do we have to wait? He's been silent for an hour.
It's protocol, Kaldin. His vitals are still indicating he's alive.
How do you know?
It's getting louder and louder. It's fucking deafening. The patterns. You can hear them too, right?
Well, he's alive, it seems. What's next?
D022122. Return to the entrance immediately.
Yeah, you just told me that. I am.
Silence.
D022122. Do you copy?
Yeah. I'm almost there. It's faster this way. The path is. I can barely hear the screaming now. The command. What was that?
Way above your clearance, D022122. Head to the exit.
Yeah. Who are you?
Don't worry about it. Head back towards the exit.
No, I swear. I know that voice from somewhere.
End log.
Hey everyone, Pacific here with a quick ad break and a reminder. Ad-free episodes are available at Patreon at patreon.com/scp_pod.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
And now, back to the show.
Note, D022122 was promptly amnesticized following the events in the transcript. Further research regarding SCP-5103 is required for a comprehensive containment procedure. Research notes. Date, 10/29/2008. Assigned personnel. Senior researcher Robert Scranton. Junior researcher Vera Colden.
Conclusion. SCP-5103 appears to be a device constructed to preserve the integrity of reality. SCP-5103-A is a hyperreal perforation through SCRM, formed as a result of SCP-5103's effects diminishing. Of particular note is the apparent presence of pattern screamers, first identified by personnel assigned to SCP-3930. These entities are theorized to form during ZK-class reality failure scenarios. One mechanism, tentatively labeled Scranton Reality Stabilizer, SRS, has been recreated using non-anomalous components. However, a cross-manifold receptor connected to SCP-5103 is necessary for functionality. At least 7,625,597 such mechanisms exist within SCP-5103 and can be safely removed and activated. When active, SRSs are capable of stabilizing reality within a limited area, and to a lesser degree than SCP-5103. It is theorized that SCP-5103 will fail within 42 years. Should such an event occur, it is likely that a ZK-class reality failure scenario will occur. Requests. Production and experimentation of SRS is approved. Conduct research to identify SCP-5103's energy source, approved.
Research notes. Date, 11-9-2008. Assigned personnel. Senior Researcher Robert Scranton, Junior Researcher Vera Calden.
Conclusion. SCP-5103's energy source is an alternate universe's reality manifold. Through an unexplained process, SCP-5103 siphons reality from an alternative universe's reality manifold. Current energy source for SCP-5103 is a heavily depleted reality manifold. A Foucault temporal compression, FTC, mechanism within SCP-5103 has been fully repaired and functional. Pataphysical data stored off-site allows the FTC mechanism to temporarily evade SCP-5103's effects on external reality. The details of this protocol, designated Protocol FTC-5103, are included in a separate file. As of now, Scranton Reality Anchors, SRAs, in excess of 6,500 have been deployed and activated. Following thorough investigation, it has been confirmed that SRAs function by secondarily siphoning reality manifold from SCP-5103. In short, SRAs expedite the depletion of SCP-5103's power sources. Currently, SCP-5103 is projected to fail within 8 years. Should such an event occur, local reality manifold would gradually diminish towards an asymptotic 0% integrity, inevitability resulting in a ZK-class reality failure scenario. Finding an alternate power source for SCP-5103 is of utmost importance. Requests. Total recall of SRAs denied. Targeted partial recall of SRAs approved. Access to pataphysical data directly to be uploaded into FTC mechanism approved.
Addendum 5103-3. Recovered transmission.
Damn, that's loud. Site command? Hello?
Hello?
Whoa, what the?
Hey, calm down. What's your name? I don't remember any exploration scheduled today. Especially not now.
You're a real person, right?
Yes. The name's Vera Calden. And you?
I'm Ethan Green. Are you also with the SCP Foundation?
I'm the secondary research for this thing, yeah.
Well then, what do you know about all of this? Like the patterns, you know, that make you uncomfortable.
Right, pattern screamers. Didn't think they'd get here that fast.
What do you mean?
From what I've seen, the pattern screamers progress relative to the destruction of prior reality manifolds and...
What?
Pattern screamers come from dead universes. They're the survivors of universes that no longer have enough realness. Although I think it would be better to be dead than trapped between existences.
So where are they now?
Technicians enacted the FTC, Foucault Temporal Compression Protocol, since the previous universe was about to fail. Sort of like a pause button, if you will. So time inside here is all scrunched up. For all I know, you could be from the next century and the pattern screamers? Anywhere.
I... Actually, never mind. Where do they come from?
The last universe that died.
Last?
Well, it's certainly not the first. How many of those craters have you passed?
Well, the one I came from. And then the next one down, the path.
The path?
It's like you're supposed to walk that way. And no matter what you do, you'll get there eventually.
Pataphysical flow. Each crater represents a stable universe, and the pataphysical sequencing spirals down that path. It's like a book. You're supposed to read from beginning to the end, but even if you don't read the beginning, you'll be inclined to see the end.
I hear it again. The screams are getting louder. And louder. The patterns. You can hear them, too. Right?
Ah, that's my cue to get going. You don't have to remember anything I just said, but I guarantee that it's important. Someday, someone will get it.
Junior Researcher Vera Colden was presently supervising during the initial exploration and remained at Site Command for the entire duration of the exploration. Following amnestication, D022122 continued to insist he has no recollection of any of these events.
Addendum 5103-4. Incident 712-5103. Documentation. On 12/6/2008, Junior Researcher Vera Colden attempted to access SCP-5103 without prior initiative during Phase 2 of Protocol FTC-5103. Incident Report. 5103-001. Date, 12/6/2008. Involved personnel. Junior Researcher Vera Colden. Involved anomalies.
Summary. On 12/6/2008, local SCRM fell to 67% integrity. SCP-5103-A began to increase in size dramatically, and additional instances of SCP-5103-A formed in the vicinity of Area 27. Junior Researcher Vera Colden entered SCP-5103 during Phase 3 of Protocol FTC-5103 and is presumed to have remained within during activation of FTC.
Personal Log 1. If SCP-5103 siphoned reality from another reality manifold, then where is our reality going? Wouldn't it be reasonable to think that our universe is just another universe out there in empty existence? That it is spiraling into nothingness around SCP-5103? Only when its collapse will direct observation of the infinite be possible. Only thing is, what will happen to me? This is the end of eternity, isn't it? And all that I needed to do was, well, doesn't matter anymore. Nothing matters. And nothing can stay here. Only humans have the fundamental lust for patterns, a craving for causality, to explain everything, and destroy the things they can't. Humanity requires a world to make sense, and to make sense of. It doesn't matter anymore who I was when I was human. I still remember the other screamers yearning for freedom, waiting restlessly for the end of infinity. I am one of them now. Perhaps if I scream loud enough, I'll be free? No. I don't deserve freedom. Out of an infinite spiral, only I failed. The axis is gone. The spiral has come undone, and the cycle is broken. I am nothing. Soon, everything will be nothing. And for the first time since the axis, everything makes perfect sense. Personal Log 2. I need to see the Reality Forge. I need to hear the voices of the lost. I need to know what happens at the end of the story. Our time is up. Our reality is dying. Might as well make use of whatever's left of it.
Addendum 5103-5. Received transmission. On 10/27/2009, Foundation personnel assigned SCP-5103-A recovered a transmission emanating from SCP-5103-A on a secure Foundation channel. Subsequent decryption yielded the following file.
Why does reality exist? For humanity, a cycle of self-generation, following the very rules it ordains. To lock the infinite behind a concrete mind, a machine was built. A machine built for humanity, by humanity, and given to humanity. A machine that would preserve their existence despite nothing embracing those who returned home. Humanity created the division. Humanity drew the line between realistic and anomalous. The spiral's axis is the line between existence and non-existence.
This episode was possible thanks to our patrons. Joining us this week was Brandon Dean, Jay Nordh, Javier Hernandez, Lord Blackwood, Nicole Allen, Foxy the Pro, Ryan Fraser, Peter Permanian, Sarah, Lydia with a Y, and Montana Rose. Thanks, guys. Your support means the world, and it helps us do what we do. SCP-5103 was written by Grave. Our host and narrator was John Grills. D-22122 was Alvin Bowling II. Calden was Brandon Wynn. And Dr. Scranton was Karim Cronfley. Our sound designer was Travis McMaster. And our music was done by Matt Roy Berger. Our theme song was done by Tom Rory Parsons, and I'm your showrunner, Pacific S. Obadiah. Our producers are Tom Owen and Brad Miska. And this is a bloody disgusting show. For more information, visit bloody.fm.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com. Save big money at
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.